If we're calculating the work done by a force that's not constant, therefore it is dependent on the position of the particle, then we need to keep the integral. But if we're in a coordinate system where we can separate the individual coordinates, then we can do so. So we can, instead of having u equals the integral of the vector f dot dr, we could, let's say, break it up into the xy coordinate system. So the integral of fx dx plus the integral of fy dy. Or if we're in the nt system, we can do u equals the integral of ft ds. So motion only happens in the nt system along the path coordinate, which is s. So that's why that only has one component.